I want to welcome everybody to the Success Circle. So whether you're a new or existing Elite member or a Select member, welcome. So good to have you on today's High Content Business Accelerator call. These happen each month on the second Tuesday of each month. And the purpose of the High Content Accelerator call is to expand on the Entrepreneurial Edge system and give you additional information that will help you grow your business. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. And today's call is Advanced Strategies, Unexpected Ways to Keep in Touch with Your Clients. So we're going to, actually not only your clients, we're going to show you all the people today you should be keeping in touch with to help grow your business exponentially and accelerate your results. So thank you so much for being here. You're in the right place. Just a couple of things before we get started. I'd like to have some upcoming events. We have How to Go from Startup to Success Story. We're going to have a free teleseminar as part of our business growth teleseminars that we have each month that are free to anyone who wants to sign up. And that's going to be held on Wednesday, November 16th. We will be sending out, I believe it's at 6 o'clock that day, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are going to send out a notification for the registration. So that hasn't been developed yet, but once it is, we'll certainly let you know. Again, that's How to Go from Startup to Success Story on Wednesday, November 16th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, those are an hour. So mark your calendars, and also remember our Q&A call happens the fourth Tuesday of each month, So this month it's going to be October 25th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you have any questions, whether it's about today's call or you have a question about growing your business, you can submit those to info@accelerateassociates.com. That's info@accelerateassociates.com. And we often ask that you attend those live so we can help uncover where the question is coming from, if I need to coach you through that a process perhaps. But if you have that question about growing your business, chances are someone else does. So remember to send in those questions. And also any ideas or any topics that you would like to see covered, not only on the Q&A if you have a question about it, but maybe you have a question or you would like a topic covered that we haven't yet covered on our High Content Business Accelerator calls. Well, feel free to email that in too, because we get a lot of our ideas from you. If you want us to expand on an element that maybe we haven't thought of, we want to hear your feedback. So I think with that said, we're going to get started in today's Advanced Strategies, Unexpected Ways to Keep in Touch. Many of you heard me say that about 4% of the people are willing to do business with you the very first time they hear about you. So keeping in touch with your prospects is more important than ever before. And the other 96 are going to do business with you when you've established a trust with them. And you spend a lot of time and effort in talking to prospects, in networking, and implementing different strategies. But oftentimes what I find is that people lack solid systems that help cultivate that trust and that also stay in touch with those prospects. Remember, they have to have time to get to know you. You know, a lot of people look at networking and want instant sales, but in reality, when you first meet somebody, you're not going to ask them to marry you. Usually that comes after you court them. Well, it's no different when you're trying to court a prospect. But it's important to keep in touch with them so you keep top of mind. But yet, keep in touch systems or stay in touch systems are really forgotten about. Sometimes they're neglected altogether. And what I found is maybe 20% of leads of prospects are actually followed up on. And when you think about just 20% are actually followed up on, I think that's a heaping pile of opportunity that's missed or lost altogether because there's no constant contact with them on a regular basis that adds continuing value to them. And I think that's really key. A lot of people will say, oh, I have a stay in touch system. I add them to my email list. and then in the meantime, they beat them up trying to sell them things. And little do they know that people have already created a rule, and that rule has them going into their delete file on their email. So you don't want to go in the delete file. You want people to look forward to receiving information from you and contact from you. So what I'm about to share with you are really seven key things, strategies rather, about just unexpected ways to keep in touch and who you should be keeping in touch with. So I hope you brought a big pen and a pad of paper because I am going to give you a lot of information. Most of you who've been on this call know that I do. I'm going to really try to slow it down because I've heard from a lot of you that say, okay, way too fast, slow it down. So that's what I'm going to try to do. So I just want to let you know, I hear you when you say that to me. Okay, so the first thing that, let me go through what we're going to cover on today's call. First of all, what are keep in touch systems and why every small business owner needs them? Number two, who you must keep in touch with and why. Who you must keep in touch with and why. Number three, the six steps you must take before you launch any keep in touch system. The six steps you must take before you launch any keep in touch system. Number four, the biggest myth about keeping in touch and why it stops small business owners from hitting their revenue goals. Number five, we're going to go through over seven incredibly simple types of stay-in-touch systems that will keep you top of mind without breaking the bank. Number six, we're going to go through how you can exponentially grow your business with these exact keep-in-touch systems that are going to be really easy for you to implement. And number seven, one amazingly simple thing you should do with your keep in touch systems, and if you don't, you're going to actually lose prospects. You will actually lose prospects. So I want to make sure that I share that with you today. Okay? All right, the first one is what are keep in touch systems and why you must implement them. First of all, keep in touch systems or stay in touch systems are systematic touches. They're systematic touches with your prospects, your clients, your referral sources, and referral partners, generated at regular intervals. Okay, they're systematic touches with your prospects, your clients, your referral sources, your referral partners, generated at regular intervals. Now, who must you keep in touch with and why? Prospects, I mentioned clients, but clients past and present. Because your best clients, your best referrals are going to come from past clients who've worked with you, who've gotten those results. Your referral sources, and your referral partners. Now, if you want an in-depth difference between referral sources and referral partners, you might want to check on the past high-content calls where I interviewed Tim Green from the Referral Institute of Michigan, who can go through that with you. But essentially, referral sources are going to be those people that are going to may refer people to you. Your partners are going to be more educated about what you do, and they're going to send more qualified referrals to you. And there's a whole system on that. But keeping in touch with them systematically and regularly will help you build the relationship. Because remember, this is all built on relationship, regardless if you're getting to know somebody on the internet. And I think sometimes people think that, you know, only if they network with them, if they meet them in person. But I've established relationships with clients that I've gotten that have lived in other states and other countries before, whom I've never met in person. I've established referral sources and referral partners, actually, that were in other parts of the country that I never have ever met in person. But it's how you cultivate that relationship and how you stay in touch with them. There are, and again, you want to create that relationship. And a little bit later on, I'm going to also share with you some ways to stay in touch. And it doesn't always mean just through a newsletter, because a lot of people say, oh, I got a newsletter. Yeah, I have a stay in touch system, which there are many, many other ways to stay in touch. I'm also going to share with you what should you say when you stay in touch with someone. But I mention all of the different people that you need to stay in touch with because I think a lot of times people only think it's prospects. But you're leaving a lot of opportunity on the table if you don't also look at those referral sources or referral partners and those other people in your networks that you can stay in touch with. In one occasion, I sent out quarterly to my network and asked them, I said, just wanted to send you a quick greeting. I'm updating my database. I want to make sure that I have the correct target market that I can send so that I can send you the right referrals. Would you fill this out in a self-addressed stamped envelope? It was just a quick thing that they just needed to fill out. And what I learned when I got that information back is that some people changed their target market. Some people changed what they were doing altogether. I've gotten referrals that way, and what's nice about that is it keeps in touch with people. So again, lots of opportunities there and one way to stay in touch. Developing your referral partners, your referral networks, your clients, you know, one size does not fit all when you're creating a system. Some of your prospect-related communication just might not be appropriate to send to a referral source, okay, somebody you just met. They may never be your client, somebody you just met. And remember, a referral source is somebody who has the same target market you do, and that may send you referrals. And so your approach, what you send them, and your system might be different with what you send to a prospect than you do a referral source. So remember to think about, how do I cultivate this relationship? Ask them how you can help them. And you'd be surprised, you know, just with a little bit of creativity, how easy it is to, when you're really targeting your communication, how easy it is to stay in touch with them. But sometimes what people try to do is they try to adapt one system for all those people they need to stay in touch with, and they wonder why it doesn't work. So having stakeholder, what I call stakeholders, your clients are stakeholders, your prospects are stakeholders. When you develop stakeholder-specific systems, you can tailor your messages, and it keeps your database current. So those are some nice ways to stay in touch. And when I use the technique about asking people about their target market to make sure my database was correct, they thanked me too. They sent a little note, wow, this is really nice, thank you. And it keeps my database up to date. So what are stay in touch systems? We've already covered. Who must you keep in touch with and why? Number three, the six steps that you must take before you launch any keep in touch system. Number one, know your audience. Number one, know your audience. Who do you want to reach and why? What value can you provide to them? Two, this can't always be about asking. So what value can you provide to them? And I'll get into what it is that you can also send them. Number two, be consistent in the way you communicate. Be consistent. So now, just like staying in touch with your prospects, and I often say consistency is key because consistency creates trust over time. You create that expectation with your prospect. And if it's not regular and they don't hear from you enough to keep you top of mind and you're not providing value enough for them to stay with you, that's not going to work. So you must be consistent in your system. But also think about strategically how your stay in touch system fits into your business overall. So when you have a plan with timelines and you have regular intervals at which you communicate, you can then weave it in to your other programs and services. So it doesn't, you know, so you're not pitching them all of a sudden. You're saying, hey, by the way, I have, you know, these workshops. I'm really excited about these workshops that are coming up in August. I've redesigned my entire business, and this is what I offer now. All right? So using your logo, slogans, things that people are going to recognize, again, you want to be consistent in the way that you communicate. Number three, and two, you want to set out, remember those metrics I talk about. You also want to see how your stay in touch systems are working. So before you launch any keep in touch system, identify what you want it to achieve. What do you want it to achieve? What's your metric? How are you going to know that it's working? Now, some of these you might have to try and massage and try different things. But once you get it going in that systematic and consistent way, it's going to be helpful to measure that. So number one, know your audience. Number two, be consistent in the way you communicate. And number three, know your visual identity. Know, you know, how can people recognize you? Is it when they receive it? So some of you may need to and develop your marketing materials a little bit more. Number four, tell the story. Tell your story of your mission. What are you accomplishing? Better yet, it's great to have testimonials and how you've helped your client. People love to read stories, success stories. Number five, use more than one sort of tactic in your communication. Here's a big thing that people who have previously worked in corporate do, and you'll talk in corporate speak on these letters to your prospects that are talking at a person versus talking to a person. When you're creating your letter, even if you're doing it in bulk, okay, talk to them like they're the only person that you're talking to. You know, like you're writing a letter to, especially if it's a prospect, that you're writing a letter to somebody that you've known. And sometimes it may take on a more casual tone than you have previously learned how to do. A lot more, you're going to find a lot more connection with people when you have a more casual tone rather than corporate speak, what I call corporate speak. So think about a different tactic in the way that you're communicating. And number six, use the right media for your message and for your audience. Now, For some people, using video is perfect. You send an email to them, it has a link to the video, people connect with that, but if that's not your audience and that's not your right preferred client, then what is? You know, if you're targeting the aging population, for example, a lot of them in certain age categories, especially when you get in 70s and 80s, are looking not at email, they're going to be looking for that newsletter in the mail, in the hard copy mail, not email. So think about who your preferred client is and how they want to receive their information. These are key steps to take before you launch any Keep in Touch systems for your business. So one, know your audience. Two, be consistent. Three, know your identity, your visual identity. Four, tell the story of your mission, your purpose. Five, use more than one tactic. Six, use the right media for your message and for your audience. Of course, you want to plan it, and you also want to make it happen, and also think about how the system fits into your sales funnel. How does it fit in the system of creating relationships with that person? So if you just met them, maybe you do get them into your e-zine. Let's say an e-zine is a stay-in-touch vehicle that you have. That's fine. And you get them there and you send out your e-zine, you know, twice a month or every week. Again, that's fine. When, you know, do you also have a system to send them an email, or I'm sorry, a regular letter every quarter to keep in touch with them, to let them know maybe about special events or a flyer that comes in the mail? Okay, these are all different types of ways to stay in touch with your prospects. Now, the biggest myth about keeping in touch that often stops small business owners from really hitting their revenue goals is it takes a lot of time. That is a huge myth. Number one, not if it's systematized. If you have the proper resources, it doesn't take a lot of time, and it may be something you need to delegate anyway. So when we went through Mastering Your Inner Entrepreneur, we covered how to reshape the way you work. Having a stay-in-touch or keep-in-touch system that is systematized and delegated, perhaps, and automated is something that you may need to consider, because if you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed by this, that may be an indicator that you need to delegate this to somebody who is a professional in it, who can do it twice as fast as you can. All you have to do is, you know, create a list and they send out that list and that, you know, maybe a template newsletter or letter. So another myth, too, that people have that I often find is, oh, they don't want to hear from me. Okay, the fact remains, you inspire people. There are people out there that need the solution, that you have. And you're here for a reason. So it's important for you to keep in touch with them, so that you stay top of mind when they need your services, when they're ready for your services. Again, 4% of the people are ready to do business with you the very first time they meet you. The other 96%, you need to cultivate that relationship over time. So think about how you're going to cultivate that relationship, what's the best way to communicate with them, how do you want it in your sales funnel, how are you going to communicate to them. All these are really important to understanding. Now, please make sure it's also permission-based. Never, and I don't care how many times I have to say this, never, add anyone to your list. They have to opt in. It's permission-based. Because if you meet with someone and you add them to your list, when they get your email, and they get it maybe every week because you've automated it, then they're going to be frustrated because they didn't ask to be added to the list and you added them. And they may never buy from you. Just because you met them at a networking event doesn't mean they would ever buy from you. They might have liked you. They might be a referral source, but maybe your referral sources don't get your weekly e-zine that your clients would get. Remember, different systems for different people and different messages, different stakeholders, rather. All right. Just need a little bit of water here. Hang on. I also want to talk about seven incredibly simple types of stay in touch systems or keep in touch systems that are going to help you keep in mind without breaking the bank. Number one, you can stay in touch with people by having them RSS feed on your blog. Okay, it's just a little button that's available on most blogs through, you know, WordPress, that people can keep in touch that way. So whenever you have a new blog, they get an update. Again, most blogs, WordPress is free, so you can start a blog and immediately have them subscribe to that blog, in which case they get an update. You can create a high-content video, send it out to your prospects, or maybe even a high-content video quarterly you send out to your referral sources or your referral partners and say, hey, how you doing? I just wanted to send this quick video. And that's a way of staying in touch and people can see you. Send out cards is a popular stay-in-touch vehicle. And you can systematize it. And what I mean by that is how you use it at regular intervals. So quarterly, you upload your list and it's sent out to your list. You pick a card and it's sent out. So send out cards can be systematized. Postcards. You know, postcards are a great way to keep in touch with your prospects, with your referral partners. Again, can you give value in that postcard? Absolutely. It's also less expensive than, say, a number 10 envelope that you would send a letter in rather than the postage. It's less. If you're a nonprofit, you can also send out, you can get nonprofit prices as well. Phone calls, just a simple phone call. But oftentimes we don't systematize it by scheduling it in our calendars, so it never happens. Outgoing phone calls just to say hi, maybe you leave a message. It takes just a few minutes to stop and call somebody up, ask how they're doing. Social media is also a great way to stay in touch. Maybe you send an email through Facebook or through LinkedIn. Again, those are different ways and different platforms to stay in touch. You can also send them, this is number seven, send them a content tip, idea, related information to what they do on a regular basis. You know, how thoughtful that you saw something in an article and you thought of them. Just a quick sticky note on the article, was thinking about you, you sign your name, maybe you have a pad of paper with your name already on it, and was just thinking about you, thought this article would be of interest. Again, you do that on a regular basis, they'll appreciate that. You were thinking of them. Now, how can you exponentially grow your business with these keep in touch systems that are easily implementable? Some of them are going to be unexpected, so I'm going to share those with you as well. After someone becomes from prospect to client, why not call them within 24 hours? And just say, hey, I just wanted to give you a quick call. I wanted to thank you. Did you have any questions about, and maybe it was about the package or whatnot or whatever they purchased from you. Maybe you want to make that call in a couple of days after they've had a chance to digest your materials, especially if you're, for example, a trainer or a coach or something of that nature, and it's a self-study program. Give them a chance to receive it and open it up. But how nice of you to call them within 24 hours. You can also use one of the other systems I mentioned, the send-out cards, and send them a card right after they purchase so that maybe it's going to be, you know, 5 to 10 days before they receive the self-study program, but in just 2 or 3 days they receive a card from you saying, thank you so much. I value you're gonna, you know, I value you as a customer or as a client, and you're going to love, again, you're gonna reassure them that they're gonna like the materials they purchased from you, and you're gonna love the, you know, content, you know, the self-study program that you receive. I just know it, you know, one of my clients did this in this amount of time, and then again, you give them a testimonial. You want to remind them of the transformation they're going to make, all right? So that's a great way to stay in touch with a customer, somebody that has just purchased from you. I already mentioned to connect with them on social media. You can also do that following a sale. You connect with them on social media, great way to create a system and to grow your social media at the same time. Special occasions. You know, there are different things that you can send maybe a special occasion for them. You know, maybe their anniversary or something of that nature that you can send to them. And I mentioned about passing along articles of interest, sending cards for birthdays, invite them to special events. You know, choose maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 events a year, invite your customers to them. All right, get a table. And it just makes people feel real special when they get an invitation that you invited them to something. Again, it also reminds them of your branding, of you, your top of mind. You also want to think about also introducing them. And maybe introducing, have a special, I don't know, coffee clatch or coffee gathering where you invite 3 to 5 people. And maybe these are all complementary to each other to help grow their business. So putting together maybe a small special event. And most of these, you know, coffee in the morning doesn't, you know, cost much, or maybe you include, you know, I don't know, $5 gift card in with it and say invitation and say, meet me at Panera's, or you're invited to Panera's on such and such a date where I want to introduce you to other referral sources, you know, come join the party, okay? And you send it to them. And, you know, whether or not they come, you know, they got a $5 gift card. Now, you may want to be really selective of who you do that to, but it's a nice investment, and the next time they use that Panera card, they're going to think of you. So, regularly sending out articles, links, book ideas, books that you've read that, you know, think of somebody. You know, it's interesting, but I'll give out my book. And sometimes when I speak, and I had someone already had the book, they already purchased the book, and they won a book. And they said, well, I already have the book. And I said, that's okay. Give it to somebody as a gift. somebody that you think could really use that, whether it's a prospect, a referral partner, referral source. So because you receive something, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, say, wait a minute, this is a great gift, I've already got this, but which one of my referral partners can use this? And they'll appreciate that you thought of them. You know what you could also do that a lot of people don't do, I still do this, call me old-fashioned, but I send a handwritten note oftentimes. It's part of my systems, but I often like to send just a handwritten note that says, hey, very nice to meet you at such and such an event, and send it off to people. I don't know about you, but I don't often receive handwritten notes anymore, so it kind of stands out from the pile of mail that comes in, and so people tend to remember that. So for what it's worth, I share that with you. You can also find out maybe anniversaries that they when they became a client of yours, and send them an anniversary card or birthday card when they became your client, rather than their birthday, their regular birthday, maybe the date that they became your client. Again, that could be an anniversary or birthday card, however you want to treat that. But that's going to be different, especially if, you know, their birthday's in June, if they get a birthday card in January. You say, well, it's your, you know, the time we started working together. That might be something they'll remember. You can also create a system around national holidays. Now, most people think of the end of the year, Christmas, or, you know, New Year's or Thanksgiving, and then they send out their cards. The unfortunate thing with that is it's only once a year, and so people have already forgotten about you, okay, since it's only once a year. So you got to keep a little bit more intervals than that. But think about, too, national holidays. Maybe your referral sources or, you know, it's National Franchise Day. If you're a franchise, you know, advisor, you connect people with franchises. And you send out cards and happy National Franchise Month or Day, or maybe it's a specific month. And during that specific month, it celebrates your profession. And you send your clients or prospects an appreciation, I don't know, coupon or something that celebrates that month. There's other types of, you know, national holidays or kind of weird type of holidays. I think that there's a sort of a, if you just Google it, you know, different wacky holidays or something, you can see the different holidays. And almost every day of the year, there is some, you know, odd type of event or holiday that's being celebrated. So again, you can use national holidays if you want to remember to send out to your clients or your prospects or your referral partners, depending on what's appropriate. Let's see what else here. You can also send out copies of different types of articles. I've mentioned that before. And or maybe a special area of interest for your clients. So if you know that you have a number of clients that are, you know, cat lovers or dog lovers or something of that nature, you may want to send them on a regular basis the national holiday, you know, Love Your Pet Day or something like that. And every year you send that out. But in addition, you have different holidays throughout the year that you help celebrate, and they'll appreciate it. And again, it's just a way of keeping connected with them. Let's see. I've got some other ideas here, too. let's say they're a copywriter. There's a National Copywriting Day. Maybe something memorable. If you connected with them on a personal level, with someone, let's say, I don't know, you're both left-handed, and so you might want to send them something, maybe a greeting card that opens up the opposite way that most greeting cards do, or, a left-handed, I've seen left-handed pens and mugs and different things like that. So those are some unforgettable ways to stay in touch. And again, this doesn't have to cost a fortune to keep in touch with your prospects, your referral partners, your referral sources. And most of the time, it's just the cost of a stamp or even some, the cost of a postcard. But again, on a regular basis, it's important for you to keep in touch and make sure that it's on autopilot, that it happens on a regular and consistent basis, because consistency over time creates trust. And this is, too, why your marketing mix is so important. And for those of you who haven't yet worked through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, this is going to be really important that you do complete your marketing mix. It's all the ways, all the mix of ways that you market your business. So your keep-in-touch systems must be part of that. Now, there's one really simple thing that business owners also must do with their keep-in-touch systems, and if you don't, you actually lose prospects. And I've said this before, and that is consistency. Again, consistency creates trust over time. Because here's what you're doing. When somebody meets you for, let's say, the first time, there's a prospect meets you the first time, all right? Hey, how you doing? Let's get to know each other. Hey, if you're interested, I've got this, downloadable whatever. So then you send them to your lead generators page where they download, they get on your list, and let's say you have an e-zine list or an e-newsletter list. And so they've downloaded it, they've gotten value, and now the key is to stay in touch with them, but stay in touch and still provide value along the way to cultivate that relationship so that when they're ready to buy or they're ready to engage in your services, they're going to already have received value from you. You also want to set an expectation, and you set that expectation by setting regular intervals. So every week, for example, they know that on a certain day at a certain time, they are going to get a message from you. It sets the expectation. There's no guesswork, it sets the expectation of when they're going to receive it. And it's more than just once a year at the holiday time. And when you can do this, you can really close up some communication gaps that you might have. You establish trust, and of course, you're going to be top of mind. Not only with your prospects, but you want to, again, look at the referral systems. Now, what do you put in it? Well, again, that depends on who you're actually communicating to. So if you're communicating to a prospect, again, they might be added into your newsletter. Your newsletter would contain high content, high value information. So for example, if you're a chiropractor, this is really easy for chiropractors, because they're going to talk about health. They're going to talk about wellness. What's also great about that is if they have a regular newsletter or e-zine, you get to stay in touch with them, but you also get to coordinate some of your articles based on the time of year. So, for example, in January, what do most people do? Well, it's after the holidays, and they want to lose weight. So in your newsletter, you can it look about, getting fit for the new year, or, getting rejuvenated, or, vitamins, or starting the year off right. How do you start the year off right? Maybe it's exercise or something of that nature, or maybe, again, you're giving value to them. And again, it doesn't have to be you that writes your articles. You can also ask people, ask guests. Like, let's say you can also, you have a newsletter, and let's say you send it out on a regular basis, and you're thinking, how am I ever going to, write an article? Well, maybe you allow your referral sources or your referral partners to write an article. So let's say you have a referral, you're a chiropractor, and let's say you have a fitness center owner, and you ask him or her to write the article in your e-zine, and you set that up, let's say, let's say you do one a week, and so you have that automatically scheduled, and you tell those people, what you would like the article to be around, and they write the article for you. Or videotape, and then it's to the video. Again, it gives them a little bit of publicity. It shows them as an expert, but you also give high value and high content to your prospects or even your customers, because your prospects and your customers can be on the same list. So that's a nice way also to integrate and create relationships with your referral partners, as well as your prospects and your customers. But that consistency is really key. Now, for a system, a keep-in-touch system for your referral sources, you might want to do a letter that, again, could be on a more casual basis because you know them. You've created a relationship with them, and you're staying in touch with them. Hey, just wanted a quick email, or I'm sorry, a quick letter to you to kind of let you know what I'm up to and how I can continue to support you and send referrals your way. I was thrilled to just complete a brand new workshop that I did, and I'm so excited because thus and so, whenever, this is what my clients achieve from it, and I'm really thrilled. This has been a really good year, and I'm so grateful. I'm also grateful, and again, tie it around to them. I'm so grateful to be sharing this news with you, and just a quick letter, let's have, maybe you want to also include there, let's have, schedule coffee soon, or, let's stay in touch. It's been eons since I've, touched base with you. If you're starting out for the first time in your system, that might be a good first letter to have. And then plan out your letters. Maybe you do have even your referral sources. You have a letter that goes out at certain times of the year. Wow, can you believe it's like June already? And, this must be, I'm so grateful that, we have vacation time. I'm really looking forward to it. Just a short letter to let you know what's happening with me. And by the way, I would love to hear from you. Shoot me an email sometime and let me know what's happening. Or, again, you want to engage them somehow in connecting with you again and telling you what's part of their life, and that show a genuine interest in your referral sources or your referral partners and what's happening in their life. Make it easy when you do send. If you're sending a response card, have a self-addressed envelope. If you expect anything in return, make it clear. And up front, tell them what the purpose of the letter is, especially if it's the very first time. If it's the very first time you're sending it out to your prospects, you might want to tell them, hey, I just want to let you know I created a new system for my business. This is kind of my way of staying in touch. I'd love to be able to send you regular updates on what's happening. Likewise, I would also like to receive, an update from you on how things are going. Again, it can be very simple, but just as a way of engaging them. And You know, it's okay if some people want to come off your list or say take you off your list. Again, respect that because, you know, a lot of people, not everybody may want to stay on your list. And that goes for both prospects and your referral sources and your referral partners. Hopefully, if they're a referral partner, they won't go up, you know, won't want, not want to receive information from you. But those are, but again, your referral sources may not want to receive information. Again, be respectful of that. You could also send it through email. Again, it depends on how, or you can send, you know, one quarter you can send in regular mail, one quarter you can send it through email. It just is entirely up to you how you set up your system, but make sure that whatever system that you set up, that you're consistent with it, that it does happen on a regular basis. Otherwise, people will forget about it. They won't know why they're receiving it. Again, you know, they just will say, "Why are you sending me this?" So remember, make sure it's a you state the purpose very clearly in your letter. Hey, this is just a way of staying in touch, and you know, and again, making it more casual. So we covered what are keep in touch systems, why you need them, who you must keep in touch with and why. We went through, you know, prospects, clients, both past and present. And the past clients too, again, remember, you might find if you send something to them, they moved and they never notified you. So there's a lot of great stuff you can learn about that too. Your referral sources, your referral partners. Again, remember, it's keep in touch system is generated at regular intervals. Making sure that it's stakeholder specific. You want to make sure you know your audience, you're consistent, you have brand identity, that you sort of tell the story of your mission, your purpose, what you're doing, that you have the right medium and the right media for how you stay in touch. That you kind of use more than one way or tactic. Again, usually people be less corporate speech and more personal in the way you communicate with people. Make sure you understand how that's going to fit into your sales funnel. So if it's a prospect or if it's, you know, if it's referral source is going to be different, but if it's a prospect, you're going to want to know how do they know what the next step in the process is? How do they know how to do business with you? Make it easy for them. Make sure, you know, for more information, contact us at in your website. So especially if it's a prospect. Make sure it is systematized. It doesn't have to take a lot of time. Remember that myth. It does not have to take a lot of time. And there's different ways to create those stay in touch systems. I also mentioned you know, different ways to stay in touch, national holidays, things that are important to your prospects. And also making sure that you complete your marketing mix because that's going to be really, really key. And making sure that it's consistent. Making sure that it's consistent. So that has been the today's High Content Business Accelerator call. I know I've given you a lot of great information and strategies and unexpected ways to keep in touch with your prospects, with your clients, both past and present, as well as your referral sources and your referral partners. And I want to thank you so much for coming on today's call. Remember, the Q&A call is scheduled for the fourth Tuesday of each month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to mark that on your calendar. As well as submit any questions that you have about today's High Content Business Accelerator call. So if there's anything that you have a question on for today, feel free to submit it to info@accelerateassociates.com. Again, that's EXCELLER, ateassociates.com. And let's see what else I have. And remember, November 16th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, an upcoming event, How to Go from Startup to Success Story. So that's a free teleseminar. Anyone is invited to attend that, and we'll have a registration link and make sure we do a notification to everybody when that is, so you can share it with your friends as well. So that's part of our business growth teleseminar and webinar series. With that, again, I want to thank everybody for coming on today's High Content Business Accelerator call. And until next time, create a great life. Thank you so much for coming. Take care. Bye-bye.